A fierce competition took place in Huntersville this weekend that had nothing at all to do with politics. The contestants had four legs, furry coats, and long tails, and they leapt, swam, and herded sheep for top prizes. At the 30th annual Sheepdog Trials and Dog Festival on Sunday, about 100 people sit on metal bleachers or folding chairs before a long grassy field. Standing by a post, a woman holds a metal whistle to her lips as a border collie dashes back and forth behind a herd of sheep. The small herd seems headed into a small metal pen, one of the final challenges in a sheep herding obstacle course, when suddenly, one breaks off and the others scatter. A moment later, the judge calls time. The woman, Dee Bales of Sanford, shakes her head and walks to a fence.
Well, it wasn't a stellar run, but she tried hard.
Her two-year-old black and white pup, Belle, jumps into a big bucket of water, out of breath.
She worked hard. I still love her.
Bales isn't too broken up. She's been competing in sheep herding contests since Huntersville's first sheepdog trials in 1995. She loves it so much, she volunteered to be the lead organizer of this year's contest.
It's just very addictive.
Last year's champion dog handler, Alistair McRae of Abbeville County, South Carolina, puts it this way.
To watch a dog work sheep, it's just like magic. It's like a video game. It's like romance. It's like a choreographed dance, the way the sheep react to the dog and the dog react to the sheep. It's just, it gives you such a thrill.
While the sheep herding contest is open to all breeds, it's dominated by border collies, who were bred in the 1700s to herd sheep near the border of England and Scotland. But they weren't the only breeds competing in Huntersville on Sunday. In another field, poodles, doodles, and German shepherds chase and catch frisbees.
Good job, yippee!
In yet another field, dogs leap from a raised platform into a 40-foot, 27,000-gallon pool.
Go!
One two-year-old Dutch shepherd, Quincy, swims furiously across the pool to retrieve a toy, then swims back to his owner, Catherine White of Concord.
Yes, a good boy!
He snatches the toy in 8.5 seconds, making him not the fastest swimmer of the pack, but also not the slowest. Quincy doesn't seem to mind either way.
What you just saw him doing is his absolute favorite discipline of all the things that we do here.
The winners of the sheep herding competition and the Carolina Dock Dog swimming and jumping contests receive cash prizes. The sheep herders also earn points to qualify for the National 2025 Sheepdog Trials in Alturas, California. But for most of the four-legged competitors, the real prize was getting out of the house for the day. And maybe, White says, a special treat later on.
For him tonight, probably be McDonald's hamburger. That's what he likes. So that's probably what we'll get him. Either that or we'll go get him like a pup cup or a little ice cream.
Every dog has its day after all. And for this furry young athlete, that day was finally here. Nick Della Canal, WFAE News.